Judy was boring.
Hello.
Then Judy discovered Chumbacasino.com.
It's my little escape.
Now Judy's the life of the party.
Oh, baby, mama's bringing home the bacon.
Whoa, take it easy, Judy. The Chumba life is for everybody. So go to Chumbacasino.com and play over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Live on tape from Production Room 6. It's the John Jay and Rich BTS podcast with Joey and Grant.
Welcome to the John, Jay, and Rich Behind the Scenes Podcast. It's JJR, BTS with Joey and Grant. Little weird today, Grant.
A little weird to say the least. Before we get into the weirdness of everything that's happened and what's happening right now, let's give out our social media at Joey Bradfish over there on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify.
Hype man.
All of it.
Hype man.
And I am at Pomo and Kitsch, Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, Spotify, whatever you want. And we have a telephone number, 910-JJR-BTS1, 910-JJR-BTS1. And we've been getting a lot of chat and chatter on that line, haven't we, Joey?
Yeah, we have. We've been talking to someone that is listening to the entire JJR BTS, started from number one, and they're on like 25, 26 at this point.
Can't believe that.
And that's just this week, right?
Just this week. They actually said, I've been listening to the John Jay and Rich show for over 10 years, and I haven't missed a show until this week because I've been listening to the Joey and Grant JJR BTS podcast.
Okay, let's paint the picture.
This is awesome, Joey.
We get into anything. Our friend Corbin, who's an engineer here, he actually does a podcast with a bunch of other people in the building called the Sound Surfers Podcast.
We had Malcolm on with Robbie Baker.
That's right.
Yes.
So he's like, hey, you want to use our studio? And it's also the Fox Sports 910 studio, Fox Sports 910 Phoenix. And it's a little bit different setup because I usually run the board for the podcast and Grant will sit on the other side of my board. But the way the Fox 10 studio is set up is the board is in another room. So there's like this huge room with like 7 mics in it, and that's where Grant is, and I'm in the control room.
This is...
And you're just like, you're having the time of
you
your life
what?
In there.
This is what I dreamed of. Like, I've always wondered, I've always thought about Rush Limbaugh, all those one-man shows.
Yeah,
that they just have one guy, and then they have a guy behind glass. Joey, you should be the guy over here doing the professional job.
No, you're looking good.
This feels right.
It looks right for you.
You know what? When we hit the big time, when we get up to 150 on the iHeart podcast, we should invest in a studio like this because, I mean, we have so much capital just rolling in.
Absolutely.
What now? Should we get into today or should we get into the week? What? Because you were kind of the star of the show this week on the John Jay and Rich show for a number of reasons, but one in particular.
I was the star of the show because I was a loser. The Atlanta Falcons beat the Green Bay Packers, and Grant and I made a bet that, whoever lost that bet would have to dance naked in front of blind people today. And so, obviously, Green Bay lost.
And, I mean,
And it was even worse because you don't even care. You don't even care about football.
Well, you were...
My team lost, and then this had to happen.
Well, you were... I talked to Chanel. I mean, when...
My wife.
My wife. When I talked to her right before you did the payoff, she said, she was like midway through the game, Joey looked at me and said, I'm going to have to do this, aren't I? And I the whole time I was watching the Falcons Green Bay game, I was in the same boat.
Yeah.
I was sure that I was going to have to do it. And I think, I don't know, I'm the way you handled it, though, you were funny, it was a fun experience, and I think, like, you really shined.
Can I say something?
Can you say something?
Before we go any further.
Okay.
I don't know if this is us, Grant.
What do you mean?
I don't know if this setup is us.
It's a little weird.
Okay. Here's my thought.
Okay.
We're sea level, but we're good at sea level.
Yes.
C, the letter C. Not,
right.
Yeah. D
right.
level. Okay. We're good at D level.
I was going to say
we're
like
good in our D level studio.
Freshman, junior varsity, varsity.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
Like, okay, for instance.
We would make a kick-ass freshman team.
Yeah, me in high school, freshman team kicked ass. They wanted to bump me up to varsity. I couldn't play it down.
I get you.
So, I don't know. It's just, it feels like we're in the A-game studio, but it's weird.
It's funny because compositionally.
I need to be closer to you, Grant.
I'm looking through a window, and you're not even framed properly in the window. It's like.
Isn't there kind of a dark tint?
Yeah, and it's really bright in here. And
I might not even be here right now.
Okay, so I'm going to set the scene a little bit because your room is decorated like a producer's room.
Yeah.
Just carpet on the wall, basically, and a lot of computer screens.
Yeah.
I'm looking at a number 23 Phoenix Suns jersey. I'm looking at Phoenix Coyotes championship banner. I'm looking at all this amazing stuff. A cutout of Jeff Gordon's head.
Yeah. What is wrong with these people?
I mean, this is... And I listen to the shows that are on the station, too. Like, mm-hmm. And I consider myself... I'm sitting in the seat of royalty.
You are.
Because not only am I sitting in the seat today. Let's see. Kenny Sargent sits in the
Kenny
seat.
Kenny Sargent, yeah.
Kenny and Crash, which is an evening show.
Does he
Phoenix.
Run the board?
Or
no. Actually,
they got a guy.
The board's ran in here.
And then also Jody. Jody Ayler? Is that how you say his last name?
Yeah.
Bo Brock, all those guys that we've had on the show.
We've had Bo Brock.
And this is where Mike Jarecki, the legend, sits and does his hour-long Phoenix Cardinals show.
Yeah,
this
yeah.
is incredible.
It's great. I don't know if it works for us, though.
No, it definitely doesn't.
I mean, I think this is going to be a one-time deal.
This is like when the NFL goes and plays a game over in Europe.
Yeah.
Or like an NHL team plays in like a stadium.
I mean, it sounds fantastic.
It really does.
It sounds like a real radio show. But I don't know. You know what? You let us know. You let us know what the vibe is of this podcast, and let us know if we need, because we could have the studio every week if we want.
Yeah.
You tell us if we need to go back to the main studio.
And you could tell us at Joey Bradfish or at Pomo and Kitch, also 910-JJRBTS1, 910-JJRBTS1. How were you feeling today?
Yeah, let's get back to that. Sorry.
No. When you woke up and you said... You know, I'm sure you and Chanel probably woke up at the same time because she was here at about 6:15.
She was. I gotta give her a lot of credit because I mean she's up early. She went straight to work, and I'm gonna go home and nap. And she's got to go straight to her sister's like birthday party, so she's gonna be out all night. Ugh. And you know, she was here this morning taking pictures of her husband dancing naked in front of blind people. I mean, that's wow.
I gotta tell you what, man. Like, first of all, congratulations on that bod.
On me?
Yeah.
Oh.
Great. Real
easy, Grant.
No, I'm just saying congratulations.
Oh, okay.
It's like
yeah,
you
yeah.
won a prize.
Yeah.
I didn't mean like let me get on that.
You talking about me or Chanel?
No, you.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Chanel.
Oh, no.
I'm like, that's kind of weird.
I'm saying congratulations on your body.
Oh.
Man, you look svelte. And just ready to go today.
You're giving too many compliments this week. It makes me uncomfortable.
You know what?
I appreciate it, though.
We'll get back to that.
Okay. But, yeah, so I woke up this morning, and I had a dream last night. I had a dream that the night before the segment, I drove to Mexico.
Nice.
I drove to Mexico and got a flat tire, and I couldn't be here for the segment. And I was thinking, well, is that like a bad omen that it's a bad sign that I shouldn't go to work today? Because it didn't really hit me until last night. Like last night, I started having heart palpitations that I'm going to be naked in front of people.
Now, did that have anything to do with the sleep apnea or was that
No, that was just regular.
That was just a regular heart
palpitations.
Palpitations, bro.
Got in this morning and. You know, I've been working out like crazy this week because I knew I was going to be naked in front of people.
That's what I'm saying, man. We can tell.
Haven't really been eating. So, I mean, that what you saw today, if you liked what you saw, it's not real. It's not the normal thing. So
the picture, I don't know if we posted it yet, but the picture where you're laying on the ground, it looks like you're doing a wide leg push-up?
I'm doing a plank.
Oh, you're doing a plank?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. That, to me, that just looks like a crime scene that everybody's discovering at the same time. Just, I mean, because you don't see your head. You just see a set of naked legs.
Yeah.
That's incredible, man. That was really funny.
But, yeah, so we, what was it? I think 6:15 Chanel walks in, and... You know, she's ready to take pictures, so you're showing her how to use the camera and everything, and I'm like, okay, this is really happening.
Yeah.
This is really happening. And about 6:35 or so, the blind people came in, and I didn't know what to expect with them.
Let's see. Who do we have? I remember Abel, Laura, Shannon, and... Shoot.
Here, hang on. I have their names here.
Hmm.
I mean, they probably won't listen to this, but...
They spent a lot of time in your studio today, so you guys are pretty well acquainted, especially with how familiar they are with you now.
Well, yeah, I mean, they've seen me naked. I mean, we're friends for life now. I'm sorry. All right. Yeah, Laura, Olivia, Shannon, and Abel.
Oh, okay. Abel was the MVP.
Abel was the MVP.
Because that guy had some one-liners and some puns that were just, at one point you started... snapping your fingers.
Yeah.
And he said, like, they said when we started the bit, they were like, you know, we can hear everything.
Yeah.
I mean, and it was, I whispered something to Kyle and it got a laugh across the room. And I was like, oh, okay, you can hear everything.
Yeah.
And he heard the snapping and he said, well, are you snapping or is something slapping? And I mean that just got a big pop in the room.
Yeah, he was very, very funny. Everybody was really funny. So that kind of calmed my nerves. But
your nerves?
My nerves.
Nerves.
But once the moment came, it was real. I was sweating. My pits were soaked, and
At what point did you start sweating?
Well, probably about 10 minutes before.
Oh,
like
so
when
it was
I knew
like a flop sweat. You were nerves
when
coming
I
out.
Knew it was real. And I got to tell you, the below the equator package, I don't think it's ever been as nervous as it was today. It wasn't looking good.
No kidding.
So that made me even more nervous. Things were not looking normal down there. They were looking, they weren't looking great.
Well, so did you... Now, this is the question I had, because you said about 10 minutes before you got that full flop sweat, very nervous, a lot of anxiety going into it. Now, was there a point when, you know, it's like when you jump into an ice cold pool, eventually you get used to the water, you start swimming a little
bit. Well, ice cold pool is how I can explain everything. Yes.
So, I mean, literally.
Literally.
Figuratively.
Yeah, yeah, figuratively.
So you
yeah.
jumped in and, I mean, once you were naked and once you were in front of the people and the bit was happening.
Yeah.
Were you like, I could spend the rest of the morning like this?
I could, but I was uncomfortable with what was happening downstairs.
Oh.
Because it wasn't normal looking.
You got into...
I honestly don't know, but I feel like it...
Did it have a hat on? I don't...
It was wearing a fedora.
Oh, wow.
And I definitely don't wear fedoras.
If it's not a knit stocking cap, it's probably not your junk.
I was really, really upset about that, but... Other than that, it was kind of liberating to be in front of people like that.
Well, I think you did it, and
yeah.
your brain realizes nothing bad happened.
I mean, I don't think it's because I want to be naked in front of people all the time, but I think I felt liberated because I was like, well, this isn't that bad.
You can do it.
Yeah, I can do this.
You can do anything at this point, really.
And it was an awkward, weird situation because my wife Chanel is standing on the studio desk above everybody just taking all of these pictures of all this. And I'm like, what is happening right now?
I'm outside the door.
Yeah.
I'm guarding the door.
Yes.
And I just hear...
You're wearing sunglasses and an oversized coat.
I'm just bouncing. I'm just bouncing. And I hear the shutter just going, and I'm like, what is Chanel doing in there?
Yeah.
You must have like 80 pictures
of
you naked in that
them.
Room.
I'm going to forget about them and give you my SD card
well,
one time.
I told her, I was like, you know, SD cards can be recovered. I was like, so make sure when you do that delete, you do a nice secure delete, because with certain software, you can actually pull up images, because I've deleted pictures of people that I needed for this show. that I've deleted, and that's the way I found them.
Oh.
And from months before, so just letting you know,
no, okay.
JB.
All right. So, yeah, that was quite interesting. And the Facebook Live apparently was pretty big.
We hit about 3,000 live viewers, which...
Well, really? I thought...
3,000 live viewers is a lot, a lot.
Oh, okay. So, like, I saw replays.
The replays will blow up. That's generally the, like, okay. So, the dog video was hugely successful, right?
Right,
the
one,
the Facebook Live we did last Friday. Yours live had better numbers than that did for the entire duration.
Better than Larry's fight last Friday?
We touched on that a little bit last week.
Yeah, we talked about
it. How are the pups? Harvey's good. Harvey's fine.
Harvey's fine. I wonder if I still have audio of that up on the page. No, I don't. Or wait, yeah, I can pull it up. In my little studio here.
Yeah, it's so cool. This is...
Oh, it's over here. Nah.
I just see Joey's head sliding back and forth at the bottom of this window. Am I supposed to be talking right now? Or
yeah, why
is this
not?
Is this editable?
Right, this is Larry attacking Harvey.
Larry!
Those were real screams from Kyle Unplugged, by the way.
I'm so happy that happened in a room with a microphone, because that just was priceless. There's video of it. You can go back through the Facebook, but we taped the entire day.
Yeah,
and I can't for the life of me remember where that happened in the show.
That was...
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Like 7 o'clock hour?
No, it was...
Earlier?
6:15.
Okay.
After the 6:12 break.
So skip ahead to about an hour into the Facebook Live video, and maybe you'll see the infamous fight.
Yeah, and it wasn't Larry's fault. I mean, obviously, I'm going to play favorites, but...
He was backed into a corner, man.
He was.
Yeah, he got bullied by 6 dogs or 8 dogs.
Don't mess with my boy Larry. I mean, I've taught him, if you're backed into a corner, you defend yourself.
Stand your ground.
Yeah.
Wait.
What?
Is that...
Yeah.
Okay,
no.
Yeah. Like, that's right. Yeah, People say that.
People say that.
Yeah. Good. It's okay to tell a dog that. Hey, Larry.
I just see you, and I just want you to go on a rant about how Tom Brady is an overrated quarterback or something. It's just...
I mean, do you want a serious NFL discussion right now? Because I feel like I could go for at least until 1 o'clock, which is when we're supposed to be out of the studio.
Okay. Since we're not a professional podcast or radio show, I have an idea.
Okay.
And this may be weird, but I think this could be fun.
Okay.
So we've done about 20 minutes in this room.
Okay? Yes.
And obviously, I don't feel comfortable here.
Do you want to switch?
I think we switch halfway through the podcast.
Oh my gosh, Joey!
And we go back to the original JJR BTS studio, because Fox Sports 910. We sound great. Compression looks good. It's a great studio. We appreciate it. We got our own thing.
And it opened up. They were going to do some maintenance, do some stuff. So I think, yeah, you're right, ma'am.
Why don't we just give it a try? And then people can be like, all right, well, the first 20 minutes was fine.
They can have an A and a B.
Yes.
Option.
Okay. So.
Are we doing it now?
We're doing it now. Everybody, just hang on one sec. Grant and I are going to go to the other studio.
Joey's going to go first. I'm going to do about a half hour here on Tom Brady and the Falcons.
If you want to listen to that, tune into Fox Sports 910.
You know what?
They'll have it on.
I'll cut an extra episode. I'll do some sort of Super Bowl related Falcons Green Bay thing this weekend.
Remember 2017.
Hey, remember all the stuff I'm doing? I'm fulfilling commitments.
There are some things you said you were going to do. You haven't done yet.
Ah, man, I feel like I'm pretty good, though.
I have them written down. Don't worry.
I feel like before we move, the communication has gotten better, right?
I wrote down a few this week that I don't think you're going to do.
Really? You should share this list with me and actually hold me accountable.
That would be helpful. I want to build it up.
Okay, cool.
Okay, we're going to switch rooms. JJR BTS, we'll be right back.
Remember, Arizona Wildcats are on Fox 10 Sports 910 with Sean Miller Show.
JJR BTS, we'll be right back.
Live on tape from Production Room 6, it's the John Jay and Rich BTS Podcast with Joey and Grant.
It's 8:05.
It's good to be back.
This is Phyllis in the office. The cat is out on the patio. If it jumps one more time, your butts are in the street. I am sick and tired of your activities, of your cat, and your untruth with me. I'll call you tomorrow in your home. You can explain a lot of things to me because I'm sick and tired of your bullshit.
All right, it's good to be back. Home sweet home.
We clicked our little heels together and we said, there's no place like home, there's no place like home,
Production
there's no place like home.
Production Room 6.
And we're back.
It's good to be back.
So, Joey, I know we have a lot to talk about that we kind of put a pin in from the part one of this episode,
yeah.
From the Fox 910 studios.
Maybe we should go back to the other.
I do like this. This feels right.
This feels right, yeah.
This feels good. We're in the room.
That was too corporate for me.
Honestly, man, I got to say, I felt a little too powerful in that room. I was in
you
there.
You looked really powerful.
I was just flailing. I could see my reflection of me flailing my arms around while I'm talking, and I was like,
listen here, ladies and gentlemen.
The American government. So we covered the bet, the payoff.
Yeah, the bet payoff.
And now I think we need to move on to a more pressing topic. We haven't talked about this yet. We haven't even talked about this as people.
As people?
As human beings with no microphones. I guess we have. We both got haircuts this week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, how did we not talk about that?
I think this is great that this is the way it's going to... We got to the biggest event of the week, and then we go to the most mundane, which is haircuts.
I mean, it's just the aura of this studio. You have to talk about mundane things.
Right. So you took a route. You said you actually took a picture to a stylist.
Yeah.
And you said, give me this. I want this. And who was the person you brought?
It was Kevin from This Is Us.
You said, can I get the Kevin from This Is Us?
Yeah.
Now.
And she started laughing.
I can't tell you that I know who Kevin is on This Is Us. But what percentage, now if you, are you 0% convinced that you got the Kevin from This Is Us? Or are you fully convinced that you got the haircut, the match?
Pull up a picture of Kevin from This Is Us.
Because I've done that before. There was a guy in LFO. That I wanted his hairstyle back when LFO was like a cool thing. I think it was Rich, the guy who is no longer with us. And I brought in.
No?
Let me see.
Pretty close.
Oh, this guy's a good looking guy.
Right?
Dude, you need the 5 o'clock shadow.
I can't do it, or I would.
You know, just start shaving every day. Right? And that's how it gets thicker.
Yeah, but it doesn't grow anywhere here.
No, I mean, if you just start shaving over it, right?
Yeah, I don't think that works.
I don't know. I'm not.
I mean, if it did, I would definitely do it.
I'm not a dermatologist. So.
Clearly.
Yeah. Yeah, you got the, let's see, this is the Justin Hartley.
Justin, yeah, everything but the good looks.
Wow. He is. What else has Justin Hartley been in? I'm sorry, I absconded with your phone. And
good looking guy, huh?
Looking at Justin Hartley. What has he been in? He looks so familiar.
I don't know. I mean, I've IMDb'd him, and I don't know.
You
anything.
Don't recognize
anything?
No. Weird. Well, yeah. You know, Joey, I think your stylist nailed it.
Thank you.
Nailed it. Was it a...
Oh, thank you.
Was it a... did a guy give you that haircut?
No. I have a person I go to now at Men's Ultimate Grooming in Gilbert.
The Ultimate Grooming.
Men's Ultimate Grooming. Marissa.
Now... What makes it the ultimate grooming experience? Because I actually have something to tie in.
Okay.
That I have an experience I'm going to have this weekend that will relate to this.
Well, I mean, it's like a $21 haircut, which isn't bad. It's not expensive. It's middle of the road.
It's let's face
it. I'm used to paying Great Clips $9.99 type thing, but they don't get you the haircut you want.
So, okay, because usually if I go to Great Clips,
uh-huh,
the haircut's like 13.
Okay.
So, and I will give like 21 or 20.
Yeah. That's, no, me too. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
Okay,
okay. I always round it up.
Yeah, so you got the...
It's 29, I give 30, you know?
So what was the tip on a $21 haircut, Joey?
Tip was
40?
$9. $9 because I rounded up to the nearest 10.
Okay, so you're a good... I mean, you tip the
your
stylist.
Yeah, I'm okay. They're... Wow. We talked about this on the show this week. Maybe we can dive into this too, the whole tipping thing. But now what makes it the men's ultimate grooming?
Mm-hmm.
Before I went here, I told Chanel I got all of these things. She's like, yeah, that's standard procedure. So let me ask you if you think this is standard procedure.
Okay.
So basically when you're about done, they put like a hot towel on the back of your neck and kind of shave the back of your neck.
Okay.
And it's really nice.
Do a straight razor shave?
Yeah.
Oh.
On the back of your neck.
Nice.
Other than that, I think it's pretty much the same.
So the difference between standard and ultimate is...
It's like $9
is getting your neck shaved.
No, they do some other things. The hot towel? No, I mentioned the hot towel. Yeah, I guess that's it. There's a TV in there.
Do you remember we talk about this? I don't know if we've talked about this on the podcast, but I used to go to this spot with my dad when I was growing up, and his name was Don. Don the
Your
barber.
Dad? Oh.
Yeah, yeah. He would take me to go get haircuts.
Oh, gotcha.
And it was before I started going, it's before I cared about what I looked like, clearly, Joey, by looking at me right now. So I would just I'd go there, they'd take your sideburns all the way up above your ear, give you the real tight parted, you know, whatever, or they'd buzz it, give me a flat top. And I remember it was the craziest place because they had beer in the vending machine, and it was like one of those old quarter Coke machines. And you know, And then they had...
That's fun.
I mean, it was a barbershop, and I remember there were guys sitting around smoking. I mean...
That's great.
You don't get that experience.
No.
I remember the reason I decided never to go back to a barber until recently... was because Don the barber, I said, hey, bring up the sideburns a little bit. I was probably 14, needed a haircut, and I had great sideburns. I had chops. I had them. They went out just to the...
They went into your mouth? Because that's where you're...
No, they went to the edge of my mouth. They were like, boom. And they... I mean, it was high school.
Okay, all right.
So, and I was proud of these.
Sure.
They actually made a rule in the school dress code because of me. That sideburns can be no lighter than 1 inch.
Wow.
So I have impacted Marion High School for the future generations.
That's fantastic.
So what happened is I said, hey, can you bring up sideburns a little bit? He goes, sure. And he goes, and takes them above the ear. And then just turns the clippers, and just takes off all the chop in one swipe.
Oh my
and
God.
I was like, that took me like 6 months, man. And you just like made me a square in like seconds. I mean, literally, everybody else in high school had sideburns, and I walk in that next Monday.
No sideburns,
and it was just woo.
Dude, I would have transferred schools.
I almost did, man. I almost did.
I would have dropped out. Before you grow the chops, then you re-enroll.
Listen, high school was tough for me. I was prom king. It was really tough, guys. So
what did Men's Ultimate Grooming have to relate to this for this weekend?
Well, because I went over to Blake and John Jay's, or John Jay's, I guess because John Jay's the person we know, I say his name first. John Jay and his wife, Blake, they have a home, and I went there to go shoot something about Love Pup.
Congratulations to them.
Yes. So we'll go over there, and we shoot this interview stuff, and during it, I'm telling Blake, I need a haircut. My hair was so long. And so just thick, and my head was hot. It's cold outside here in Arizona, and it's still hot. Like, my head is just hot.
It's not hot.
Well, no, I'm saying my head is hot.
Oh.
Like.
Sounds like a personal problem.
Right.
Yeah, yeah.
I got a little hot scalp. So. So I'm telling Blake this, and then I get on the topic of I worked at this shoe store, and I used to go on my lunch hours to get a straight razor shave. And I love that experience. I think that's just one of the, if you're a guy, and even if you don't have a thick beard, if you've never had a straight razor shave.
I have.
Oh, it's great.
Yeah.
You
don't
like
me.
Oh, okay.
I don't have facial hair. Doesn't matter.
I mean, it's just something about the way your skin feels afterwards.
I totally get it for you.
So I have this conversation, and then I go home, and Yvonne and I are moving in together. So in the next, by Saturday, I think we're going to be totally moved in. And we were just chatting, and I said, I want to go get a haircut, but I feel like I'm going to pay $20-some for somebody to just buzz my head, because that's what I wanted. And so she just said, well, do it. You have clippers, just do it. So, okay. And then I called Scott Fisher because I know he cuts his own hair, and I just wanted to get some advice.
Well, you asked me too, and I'm like, I'm not an animal.
Well, yeah, and I just was like, oh, okay, you know, I just want to make sure. I was like, should I wait for an attachment? Wait for like a number one attachment, or should I just go into it? And Yvonne just convinced me. She said, do it. So I just went right for the center. Took it out, and then I realized at that moment, I was like, this is a commitment.
It's a huge, if nobody has seen Grant yet, go to his Instagram, at Pomo and Kitsch. Wow, it's quite the difference.
Pretty bald.
It looks good.
You can actually see the footage of me cutting my own hair. Now, where this relates to your ultimate barbershop experience.
Okay.
I come in the next day, and John Jay, the first person I sent a picture to was John Jay, and then I FaceTimed you and pretended to ask you a question about my clippers so I could turn it around and you'd be shocked, right? It was a pretty good reaction.
Well, okay. You asked me about, here's the funny thing about that. You asked me about the clippers. I have a question about the clippers, and you show me the clippers, and the clippers are completely rusted out. And my answer to you is, I don't know if I'd be using those clippers for anything. They're completely rusted out.
And in the middle.
And then you turn around. That's why you have hot scalp, is because that rusty.
I've got tetanus on my scalp. No, I sent a picture to you, sent a picture to John
Jay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And John Jay, I come in the next day, and he's like, just starts laughing. And he goes, here, Blake got this for you. And she got me a gift certificate to this barbershop they were telling me about to go get a haircut and to get a shave.
Oh, wow.
So, like, apparently Blake came home. She made a special trip to go out to the barbershop. And then he turns his phone and just shows her. And she's like, that
son of a bitch.
That Grant.
Oh, that Grant.
That darn cat.
Oh, boy.
So,
let me tell you.
Long story short, I got a haircut.
It's quite the haircut. I thought I was getting a drastic haircut because, you know, I was doing the hard part and the long hair. I was just over it. But
you look cooler, hipper. Is that?
I don't know. I don't think I look hipper.
You don't?
Nah.
I think you went from like a Michael Douglas Wall Street vibe to like a Bo Brock.
I can see that.
I mean, an elegantly.
Or to Kevin from This Is Us.
Also, I forgot that reference. What's his name? Kevin Hartley?
Justin Hartley.
Justin Hartley.
Kevin Hartley.
Hey, Justin Hartley, if you're listening, give us a call at 910-JJR-BTS1 and let us know what you think of Joey Bradfish's haircut. Now, did you tweet at Justin Hartley and say, I got the Justin Hartley. I asked for the Justin Hartley. I got it. What do you think? Have you done that yet?
I should look him up on Instagram. Because I have this thing where I just reach out to people, see if maybe they'll 269,000 followers. Look at you, Justin Hartley. I'm gonna get him later.
Cool.
I'm gonna get at him later. All right. Another thing we need to talk about is I think we mentioned last week that John Jay.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
VGW Group. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Booked a gig for us. for a senior talent show. It's the biggest senior talent show in Arizona. And they expect over 700 people at this event. Which, We thought senior talent show, that's cute.
Gym, maybe a high school gym.
Yeah.
Maybe like a little wooden stage with some canned lights. But
700 people at the Scottsdale Center for the Performing Arts.
Which couldn't be a better place for me to have an event.
Yeah, that sucks. I'm staying at your house that day.
I'm gonna stay at the Saguaro.
It's right behind Grant's house.
So yeah. I think we're going to try and get people to come out to this talent show.
You
right?
should. Yeah, you can.
And what day is the talent show? But while we're talking, we had a meeting. We had a sit-down meeting at the Scottsdale Senior Center. I believe that's what it's called.
Yeah.
And they have everything you could imagine at this this center. And they had painting classes. They had billiards. They had foreign language classes, bingo, gin rummy, blackjack.
Blackjack.
Yes,
I'm paying attention.
Okay. I was just trying to see what I could get away with.
So Wednesday, April 19th from 1 to 3:30 p.m. is when you can come and watch Grant and I.
Prime time.
And these great performers.
Here's the thing. We get to perform.
That's right.
We actually get to be in the talent show.
We shouldn't say our talent yet.
No.
We want people to come.
Right.
But it's going to be really funny.
Well, and what's funny is they asked us, they were like, do you have any special talents? And I was like, well, I play drums, did some singing.
I was like, I can drink a lot.
No, Joey, you do a number of things very well.
But, okay. I don't have a talent, though. Like, I don't have something I could do in that show.
Like
I was trying to think, and I'm like, I don't know what I could do.
I was thinking we could do the Catalina wine mixer performance from Step Brothers.
That could be good.
I could play the drums. You could do the John C. Oh, wait, I guess you could do the Will Ferrell.
Oh, God. That, and nobody would get it.
No one would get that reference. So if there's any suggestions that I think this might be a good poll for our audience.
Yeah.
If there's any talent maybe or any type of show that you think we should put on to entertain an older audience. Mm-hmm. And also, I mean, we have to appeal to every audience because it's going to be families coming. We could go from 196 to about number 200 on the iHeart channel top podcast.
I don't see why not.
We could.
I really don't.
I'm fairly sure this is going to be one of the funnest things we've ever done.
Yeah.
And then we're hosting, we got offered based on the fact that we said yes to a community event.
Yeah, we haven't even done it yet.
We have been offered, we're hosting a cycling event on February 10th.
Mm-hmm.
And what was so cool is I had a discussion with the planner and they said, we just need you guys to be entertaining for about an hour and a half.
Yeah. That's not good.
That's going to be tough.
That's not good.
And I figure we both used to ride bikes. We both kind of have that in common.
I'm training for a race this year.
Yeah, so we can chat it up. We can talk cycling, talk fitness.
Nah.
Fitness.
We should do it on bikes. We just ride around the stage.
Or we have a stationary bike set up.
Yes.
We're like, we will not be speaking.
God, how much are those? Because that would be...
This entire show is powered by us. The PA tonight is being powered by us. If we stop pedaling, you stop being entertained.
I love that.
That's saying a lot about our performance. I think what's going to happen is, you know how it's like a dam breaks and it cracks a little bit and then all of a sudden...
Yeah.
I feel like that's what we're going to be in the community soon. You're going to be mayor of Gilbert.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to be stand-up citizen of Scottsdale.
Well, you need to get a reputation there because...
It's hard to get a reputation in Scottsdale.
It wasn't good there for a while because you were dogging on them.
Yeah. You know what? Now I realize I have...
Don't
say. I have gotten my library card, the Scottsdale library card. I'm bringing it up again, Joey.
Oh my God.
And now I'm a card-carrying member of the Scottsdale...
The NRA?
Yeah, the Scottsdale Community Public Library at Civic Center. And it is delightful. So
No, keep going.
No, okay, yeah.
Give the spiel
so
I can hear for the 14th time this week.
Not only do you get the newest literature... reference books, research material, movies, Blu-rays, TV shows. You also get access to a streaming library service. So you can get books on tape, more TV shows and documentaries and movies that aren't offered on Netflix or Hulu. And it's free, Joey. So,
are you not doing
anything for you?
Are you? No, I've reacted to this 20 times already.
Now, have you been to the Gilbert Public Library?
No, I...
Oh,
we talked
what?
About this.
What, not on the podcast.
Yes.
Did we?
No, I have not been to the Gilbert. I don't know if there is a Gilbert Public Library.
I'm sure it's beautiful.
You just discovered the library like three days ago. Calm down.
As mayor of, as Gilbert, I think you need to know what's going on in your city spending, maybe.
Relax, Reading Rainbow. It's
all of a sudden I care about a reading. I've only been running. Like, this is what's funny. I've only checked out talking, the first thing I looked for was Limitless because I was like, oh man, I haven't seen that in a while. It sounds great tonight. I'm not even using it for an educational purpose. It's just strictly entertainment. And it's right across the street, right next to the place where we're doing the talent show.
Yeah.
Maybe
we'll go to the library before the event.
I'll show you around. I'll introduce you around.
Maybe we'll read a book. That'll be our talent.
We
read Moby Dick. Takes like 6 hours.
There's actually something very funny about that to me.
Yeah, I think we can. That's an old Andy Kaufman bit.
It's like it's like we actually just read a children's book.
And we like open the pages.
Yeah, and you show
the pictures.
I read it. You show everybody the pictures, and everybody's like, "Ooh, that could be the winner."
Yeah.
We're going to...
I like it.
Or we should do something really dramatic and very out of place. Like reenact a famous scene in a movie between two people that's just very hard to watch.
Seven.
Or we do like the big... Or we do like a short telling of Brokeback Mountain live on stage.
Naked. I mean, I've already been naked.
I will be the... you would be Jake Gyllenhaal, right?
I mean...
You have to be.
I would have to be, yeah.
Okay, well...
Southeast. Yeah, I don't know where the libraries are. But anyway.
Okay. Everyone's assignment this week is to find out about their public library.
You know, it's on. Okay, that's not far from me.
Yeah, you could. Oh, man, quick bike ride. Get a bunch of.
Yeah.
You should go tonight after a couple cocktails, get your library card.
I already have my card to the Legion. I think I'll just go there.
Oh, that's smart.
My card carry member there.
So, what are you up to this weekend?
I don't know. I tonight my wife is going to be staying with her sister at a hotel right across the street from you. So if you want to go hang out.
No, there's...
Yeah, I know. for her birthday. And so I'm home alone all day and all night. And I'm really excited. I was really excited because like I can do whatever I want. But now I'm like, I don't really have anything to do, and I'm kind of tired, so...
That's the bummer, man.
Yeah.
I think I'm going to order Thai takeout tonight.
Yeah?
Sounds good. I found this place that I really like on Grubhub. I have no idea where it's at.
Okay.
But I'm fairly sure it's made in just somebody's house, and it's like... they are hacking Grubhub. It's amazing. You may have one out in your way. I'll tell you what it is. I can't remember what it is now, but...
I can get some Thai food.
Oh, it's so good. And it was like... you always order what you kind of know, your reference, right?
Yeah.
And I ordered the pad thai, the chicken pad thai, and the medium was just like, and that was the place where I got the deep fried plantains with ice cream.
Oh.
Oh.
That sounds great.
It was like you ate these bananas like they were like an egg roll, basically, because they were deep fried.
Right.
Oh, man, Joey.
Oh.
And they spray it. They put chocolate on it.
Oh,
man. Well, okay, so I did write something down that I wanted to get back to because you said we talked about on the show. Tipping.
Oh, yeah, 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 yeah.
Now, I don't know. I didn't hear that break this week on the show, but I have a question for you.
Man, this could get me into some trouble.
Because I have one question. And this has been my question for years. Do you tip on carryout?
Carryout.
I call and I say, hello.
Payway.
I say, hey, Payway, I want teriyaki chicken, fried rice, large drink, and blah, 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 blah. I'll be, and they're like, okay, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
15 minutes roll by, you pull up. You go through the door.
Beep, 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 beep.
You sign, like you pay all that stuff, and it says on the credit thing, total tip or tip in total. What does one Joey Bradfish do in that situation? Because I have a philosophy, and I may be all wrong about my philosophy, but I want to hear what you do, and then I'll tell you exactly what I do.
I got to say, I don't think I would tip.
You eat out more, probably. You and Chanel eat out because you have a lot.
It's tough because the reason you're tipping is because they're making a low wage.
And it's a service. Yeah, it's like a really...
Yeah. Man. On that, someone called in today and said, tip at least 10%.
On a carryout?
On a carryout.
Why?
Isn't that their job?
And you don't want to be like, hey, how is this tip going to be divvied up at the end of the night? Do you running the register get tipped out?
Right.
Because, like, that sucks.
I think we've lost our mind with the tipping stuff.
I mean, here's the thing.
If someone provides me a good service, say, for instance, someone's really, really helpful, really, really nice, I'm going to give them an extra tip.
Right.
Even if it's they don't get tips.
Well, I think ultimately, too, is, you know, and we also need to kind of, I'm gonna say, like, where I'm coming from, I order food. Or get food,
yeah.
And I don't have a ton of extra money,
right?
So it's like I'm already tipping well when I go out to eat, when I get haircut, everything that is a service that I cannot provide myself,
right?
That someone else does.
Yes,
I will always, even if service is bad, like really bad, I'll still tip.
I will too.
Because you know what? You don't know what kind of day your waiter's
exactly,
having.
Exactly. Yeah.
It could be rough. There could be a
never judge someone by their worst moment.
There could be a table of jerks
yeah.
that they're having to deal with. And honestly, I've had bad service and, you know, I'll let it slide. But I don't, when I get carry out, I can't justify tip. But I will if somebody tells me this is how it works and maybe if the cashier gets paid a reasonable wage, like wage,
mm-hmm.
not a server's wage, you know, because that's like $3 an hour or something like that.
Yeah.
If the cashier is on that pay grade, then yeah, I would want to tip and say, oh, everybody deserves to get tipped out, so I'll tip on this.
Okay. The person on the cash register or the person getting your food.
Well, the problem is even with that, even with what I just said, the people preparing the food are the only people really working for me as a carryout customer, correct?
Right.
Like, they make the food, they put it in, and then maybe the person running the register runs back, grabs the bag, gives you your total, and then would the tip go to does the tip go to everybody or does it go to the chefs?
I don't know. When you put it that way, it does kind of make sense that you would tip.
Yeah. So 910.
What about the person at Chipotle? The people at Chipotle, shouldn't you tip them? They're making your food.
Yeah. I mean,
it's not exactly the same, but it's along those lines.
I don't believe they have the tip built into their like credit system. So if you run credit, they're just going to swipe it and they're going to give you a receipt.
Yeah.
So they have the little bin there for the dollar bill. And, you know, yeah, I mean, I throw a couple bucks in there.
Why are we tipping the cooks? The cooks are MVPs, oh, yeah. right?
But I'm assuming at Chipotle... Now, I'm assuming, so I don't know this, but I would think with all their, like, fairness and fair trade and, you know, stuff with animals and organic, you know, all that stuff, I would think they'd have a tip-out system that's fairly reasonable, maybe. Maybe, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Here's where I have problems with tipping.
Kay.
I don't have problems with tipping all of these different types of people in these jobs. I don't like people doing things for me. That
right.
upsets me.
Right.
For instance, my birthday last year. Didn't want Chanel to throw a party. I don't want to put her out. Just, I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Same thing with tipping people.
I can think of one situation where you, Joey Bradfish, would be upset by that. And what's the situation that you're thinking of right
wait,
now?
Wait,
like what? Give me an example of what you're talking about because I have an example.
What's it start with? What letters does it start with?
It's hard to say because I don't know how to define the role.
The valet?
I was gonna say the guy in the bathroom.
Oh,
I've been washing my hands.
I don't even put that in.
No, yeah. That's what I'm saying. But when they're like, "Do you want a mint?" and I'm like, Yeah, but I'm not going to...
That's not even in my brain, because yeah, that's ridiculous.
Of course I want a mint, but I don't... Then if I take the mint, I'm going to be obligated to give you money, and I'm in the bathroom, I'm not trying to spend
money.
Well,
you don't really see that too much. Oh, like, it, maybe like really fancy restaurants or at a bar like, on a Friday night, yeah, where they have the cologne and the condoms and all that.
Right, and like the roses.
And I especially don't want to tip that guy, because that guy's trying to be too cool for everybody, and it's just like, he probably works at the Buckle during the day. You know what I mean?
Slanging some cichlids.
Yeah, or Buckle. I'm sorry, Buckle.
Ooh.
Buckle.
What'd you say before?
The Buckle.
I thought you said PacSun.
Anyway, here's what I had. The valet.
Ugh.
There are certain times where the valet would deserve a tip, but the force valet? Hell no.
Force valet is the biggest
racket on earth.
App.
Absolutely.
I like how you and I, there are major world problems, and you and I are just like hung up on force valet. We're like, nope, not, nope.
Nah, yeah.
Tell you what.
The force valet is an abomination.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Obamination. What? Obamination. No, I think you're 100% right. Forest Valet, like at the Love Up event last year, where it was all these, you know, basically, Forest Valet is a problem on a number of reasons.
The yard.
Yes.
We go there all the time.
It's supposed to be Forest Valet or complimentary valet or forced complimentary, whatever it is, whatever the technical term is for it, where you're obligated to use the valet. I don't know. I don't think you have to tip, because it's like you're going there, man.
But, no, you shouldn't have to tip. But I don't even want a valet. Like, you're forcing me to valet. I will park my car and walk.
Here's the problem.
Oh, there's a lot of problems.
Well, let's say I'm taking Ivana out on a nice date, mm-hmm, to a restaurant.
Boston
a
Market.
Special occasion. Like, right, we're spending a little bit more money on dinner. We're going somewhere nice, or we're getting dressed up. I drive a Honda Fit.
Right.
If a Bentley pulls up, a BMW, a Jaguar, a Honda Fit, and then like a Maserati.
Yeah.
Because
where are you going? Wow.
Well, no, I'm just saying, it's like Forest Valet. It's Boston just Marcus. It makes, and then I get out and I'm like, the guy that literally is I'm giving my keys to gets to see, like, you know, old peanuts or something in like the cup holder while he just got out of some, you know, $140,000 car.
Right.
And he's expecting me at the end of the night to tip.
Right.
Like, yeah, I mean, Grant, I am using the parking space. So I guess in a way,
but
I'm paying rent on the space, but then they're getting it. So it's not, and then I'm paying.
Well, and here's another thing. You'll give me your ticket and they'll grab your keys and they'll sprint to your car, which you could walk to.
Right.
You could throw a rock at.
Yes.
Not even hard. You could just like throw a rock in the air and you're going to hit your car. It's right there. Ugh. It's maybe 20 steps and they're sprinting. No, I'm not going to give you money because you sprinted to my car.
Right. Now, I can't.
It feels so good. It feels so good.
There's a spot in Scottsdale. There's like a fish restaurant in Scottsdale that's like down the street from my house. And they have the Forest Valet thing too. But what happens if you're driving through the parking lot? Like, it's a parking area.
Right.
And they just like block off their little bit and have their guys running around. And I'm like, there are 1,000 parking spots in your facility because nobody's at your restaurant. Yet you're telling everybody they can't park in your parking lot when, yeah, I'm trying to run to the like the yogurt spot and get a little cup, head on home to play with my kitty.
Mm-hmm.
You're telling me I can't park here without paying.
Preach. Preach.
So,
wow.
I feel good about this.
I'm telling you, this studio.
Today was a hell of a show.
Can I tell you something?
What?
I think I really hurt my ankle today during this bit.
How? What move?
What? When I tripped on the trash can.
Oh, really?
How?
That, you took quite a spell. I heard that out here.
Yeah.
It was a boom followed by uproarious laughter.
Yeah, it hurt.
And then shudder.
Yeah, those people were funny. I would hang out with those people.
All great people.
Yeah. Very funny. What else were we going to talk about? Oh, I'm getting close. Might be landing an interview with the Gilbert mayor.
You told me that the other night.
Went to the state of the town. The Gilbert State of the Town, which was at a movie theater, and they did like a video presentation, like a 20-minute video.
Wow.
It's pretty legit.
Yeah.
And the mayor of Gilbert kind of got a little crush on her.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Dude, if you're trying to take her job.
No, Mr. and Mrs. Mayor, I mean.
I don't know. That sounds.
Maybe I do a little dinner date?
Nope.
Tonight?
I don't like it.
The wife's.
I don't like it.
No?
Nope. I like you running for mayor legit and getting in the right way. If we start this out House of Cards style, Joey, you're going to be corrupt until you reach the presidency. I'm going to be your Doug Stamper.
That's what we do.
I'm going to be your
fixer. Did you see the trailer for House of Cards? It comes back in April.
What?
Yeah.
I got to wait 2 extra months?
Yeah.
You know what?
That's what we should do. House of Cards, Gilbert.
Absolutely.
That's so good.
I hope. Now, you mentioned something about House of Cards. Okay. Jimmy Simpson needs to be a part of this season of House of Cards, right?
I forgot his character again.
The tech guy.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And also Jacob or whoever the guy is in jail. Yep. Those two characters, if they don't come back in April, I'm giving up.
What else did I see him in?
Westworld.
No, it was. I feel like it was that Patriots Day movie.
Jimmy Simpson?
Is that his name in real life?
I believe so.
I'm going to find out. So what are you watching?
What am I watching?
What are you watching?
Oh. Yeah, well.
I don't know what happened to that sound effect.
That's all right. We got it. We got it right there.
Jimmy Smith.
Jimmy Smith.
Oh, sorry.
I am watching, let's see, the new season of It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia is absolutely, absolutely devastatingly funny.
Devastatingly?
Like, the pool episode, the second episode where they go to the water park could be one of my favorite episodes, 20 minutes of TV I've ever seen.
Wow.
I watched it 4 or 5 times and laughed out loud every time. Like, every time, uproarious laughter. I also watched another documentary about the West Memphis 3 called West of Memphis.
This Is Us. He's on This Is Us.
That's what it is.
Yeah. Go on.
Did
you watch This Is Us?
I'm waiting. Is that over? Is it finished?
It's close.
Man, that's going to be an emotional journey for me.
Yeah. I'm never having kids because I'll just cry all the time. That's how I feel.
You know, I have a cat. And that's how I feel, Joey.
I'm telling you, you can't make that joke anymore. You've done it too much.
I made it.
You've jumped the shark with that cat joke.
As a father to two beautiful cats. I don't think This Is Us is on my immediate playlist, but The Good Place had one of the best season finales of a comedy I've if you haven't watched any of that yet, The Good Place with Kristen Bell and Ted Danson.
I've heard that's good.
Absolutely very funny and really clever, smart, and there's a twist at the end of the season that you're just like, wow. What have you been watching, Joey? Oh?
I don't know. Did we talk about what we were watching? I mean, we watched all of This Is Us last weekend.
That's news to me. Did you talk about Patriots Day yet on the podcast?
No, I don't think so.
Because you went and saw that, right?
Absolutely loved it.
Really?
Really good. I was surprised how much I did like it. There are some scenes where it's kind of a movie and it's a little schmaltzy, and there's, you know, some of those, like, you know, monologues of, you know, we're going to go get them, that sort of thing.
With, like, Lee Greenwood playing in the background.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But it was, I cried.
Really?
I cried a couple times.
Wow.
I don't cry during movies.
Like, so you cried. You must have cried once because it was sad, and then probably once again because you were inspired or happy, right? Because usually, if you get like a two cry in like a war movie or like a real movie, I feel like one's sad, one's happy.
It didn't feel like a movie to me because they spliced a lot of the real footage within the movie. And they told the story of, like, I think four different sets of people of how they started the day and how things progressed throughout the day. But it was, man, that was a crazy, crazy thing that happened. And there were things in the movie that I was like, oh, come on. They're making this a little too Hollywood. This is kind of lame. And then I looked it up. I'm like, oh, my God, it's really accurate.
You told me about some of the, like, when they were actually in pursuit.
Yeah.
Stuff that I had no idea about. And I was at, I wasn't working here when any of that happened, right? I don't remember being here.
I was here. I was definitely here.
Okay, I don't think I was yet because I was...
Well, yeah, it was 2013.
I don't know if I worked here.
I think
here.
Yeah, it was 2013.
Well, I just remember I was at Cronkite.
Yeah.
When that was happening. It happened on a Friday, right?
Tuesday. Yeah. Monday or Tuesday.
Okay. Well, yeah, I just remember it being... No one was at school and it was the manhunt. I was at school for the manhunt.
Okay, yeah.
And that was like on a Friday.
Yeah.
And that was like an afternoon, like an entire afternoon. And they had every TV. I had like all the police scanners turned on to Boston. And it was the most exciting moment of news because it was like, especially when they found him in the boat and all that stuff went down. I had all these scanners just relaying information, relaying back and forth. It's incredible.
They literally shut down Boston.
Insane.
Like, there were tanks going through neighborhoods. Like it was crazy.
Yeah, and the thing that's crazy about that is you would see a movie like that and say, this is so far fetched because there's movies like The Town.
Yeah.
Where it's like the entire city shut down and they're in Fenway Park having a shootout at the end and
Right.
And they're all disguised and it's so unbelievable and crazy. But
don't talk about The Town like that.
I love The Town, man.
No.
The Town is that based on a true story?
I don't think so.
Okay, because that's an incredible story.
I think Ben Affleck just wrote that.
Favorite Boston movies? Go, Joey.
The Town, number one.
Number one?
Good Will Hunting, number two. Love Good Will Hunting.
Where's The Departed?
I guess anything Ben Affleck does in Boston is great.
Is The Departed in Boston?
It is.
That's numero uno for me.
Yeah.
I can't think of
Man, we're tied at number one for The Town and The Departed. I love The Town.
I would rather not pick a third movie and just say that The Town and The Departed are my two favorite Boston movies ever.
I love Good Will Hunting too, though.
That one's hard. I don't
enjoy
it.
You gotta watch that again.
I think I did maybe a year ago, and it just wasn't, it didn't connect.
Oh, it's so good. But
is that Minnie Driver?
Yeah.
Okay. Her hair's great in that movie. Sorry.
No. You're right. You should have interrupted.
That hair.
What else I want to say? Oh, so this is one of those movies where, you know, some movies you kind of like get into like a Wikipedia wormhole.
Yeah.
Oh my God, this one is like you're there for hours and, you know, watching old footage of the things that happen. And there's also, once you see the movie, there's a documentary on HBO. I think it's just called Boston Bombing or Boston.
Marathon.
Yeah,
I've crossed that a couple times and just was like, it seems too heavy.
It's very heavy. It's well, I cried in that once again because the people that they talk about in the movie, there's like this couple that was at the starting line, and one guy lost one leg, and then the woman lost both of her legs.
Ugh.
And so they go through their rehab. Mm. It's like post Boston bombing, and like all these people that lost all these limbs, they go with them through rehab, and like the guy at the end runs the Boston Marathon with one leg.
You know, I think I read that guy's story. That's a hell of a story.
It's insane.
Can I interject a special? What are you watching?
Sure.
Jolynn Inman.
Uh-oh.
Saw Split on Friday.
Yeah, she texted me.
She said it was incredible.
She texts me on Sunday during the game, and I'm like, Jolynn.
Relax.
No, Jolynn, I'm having a bad time right now. We'll talk later.
She saw it on Friday by herself. Like, she went the noon showing, the first showing by
you
herself.
You should go see movies with your mom.
I'm at noon on a Friday in Payson. Hey, John Jay and Rich, I'm not going to come into work today. I got to go see a movie with my mom.
I got to go see Split with my mom.
Joey said it was fine, though, so. Yeah, that's a great idea.
Yeah.
Friday movie days. But she said it was incredible.
That's, She sent a couple bitmojis about it and all kinds of stuff. So
when I go up to next time I visit, I will delete that app.
Please, the
Bitmoji app.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I still get them from my mom, like three at a time. Like she'll reply with.
How long
three...
does it take to make one of those?
Oh, you just select them. You don't make them.
If you just it's
you basically build your character,
and then they just
and
put...
there's just a bunch like you have emojis. You just have all of these different ones.
Well,
they are. I do have a bit emoji. They're kind of fun sometimes.
Maybe I'll look into it.
You should get one.
I just don't have time for that.
Yeah.
I mean, I do.
Yeah, you have plenty of time for that.
I have plenty of time for that. That's actually right in my wheelhouse of things I have time for. So, it's been a day, Joey.
I think that's it for us, right?
It's been a big week. You got naked. We both got haircuts. We tried a new studio.
Yeah.
We what else happened? We talked to our friend Bo Brock off the air. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
Big shout out to him.
Yeah, he's the greatest.
He is the greatest. World's greatest.
What's coming up? Oh, the Super Bowl of eggs.
Monday
and
7:20.
7:20, and regular eggs, right? We tried to get ostrich eggs, and it just didn't work out.
No, I mean ostrich eggs are expensive,
like $100 pop.
Yeah, because if you want an empty one, it's like $5-6.
Hey, if there's anybody over the weekend that would want to deliver ostrich eggs to us on Monday, What?
Or get in touch with us before Monday.
Why?
Well, because we got to pick them up for Monday.
Well, if we do it at 7:20, they can bring them in.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
Yeah. We're doing it live at 7:20, and they could come in at like 6 or 6:30 with the ostrich eggs.
You know, and I feel like...
And they could hang out. Maybe.
I feel like also, too, if I just went in there and told John Shane Rich, I was like, hey, ostrich eggs are like $100 a pop from this place I'm looking at. Maybe.
John Shane's got a... 100 in a shoe, probably.
That's what I'm saying. Maybe if they just get them here, then they'll just say, okay, we'll pay for them. But if you have to order them and pay for them before you see them.
Where do you order them from?
It's a great question. There's a there's a number of websites I was looking at. But it's in between here and Tucson, just south of us, there's an ostrich farm.
Ah.
And I'm sure a lot of those people listen to John Shane Rich, or maybe some of them listen to the BTS podcast. So if anybody has a connection or knows where we can get some reasonably priced ostrich eggs, and if $100 is reasonable, then I guess that's reasonable. 910-JJR-BTS-1 or at Joey Bradfish, at Pomo and Kitch. Anything else you want to?
No, I think we're good.
I'm feeling great, man.
Good. I'm glad you had a good week. I'm going to go home and I think go to bed. So.
That sounds like the most amazing plan ever. I'll be there in about an hour.
All right. Well, thank you for listening, and we'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.